At least I can just sleep in tomorrow.
Hello, everybody. Today is Friday, May 6, 2022. I'm Dale Coolis, and welcome to the Midwest Super Pixel Pros, live from the Grand Forks Best Source Studios. Today's episode is brought to you by Probita's Promotions. Do you want to boost your brand? Do you want your business to stand out from the crowd? Well, look no further than Probita's Promotions. Probita's will consult with you at no cost to find the perfect swag for your business. Logos and apparels, hats like the one I have on right now, promotional products, trade show displays, and awards. Probita's is the region's top provider for free online stores. And now Probita's Promotions offers free shipping. Any item, any size order, you get free ground shipping to one location. With locations in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, and Minot, you can get the perfect apparel, team spirit wear, and more, all with free shipping too. Probita's Promotions can be reached at their phone at 1-866-PRO-SWAG or their website, shopprobitaspromo.com. Boost your brand and stand out from the crowd with Probita's Promotions. Well, many thanks for everyone for having us as part of your Friday, which everyone can do by tuning in live every Friday at 2 p.m. on gfbestsource.com. We welcome you to interact with us in the live chat or by calling or texting in your questions or comments at 701-213-0863. You can dig into our audio archives by searching GFBS wherever you find podcasts. Or we recommend you find past videos in the GFBS YouTube archives and make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube and pound that notification bell to get those handy alerts when we go live. So joining me today are Steve. Welcome, Steve.
Hey, yo.
Katie is rocking production. Or, hey, there she is.
There I am.
What up, Katie?
Katie Camo.
Yes. Hey, there we go.
I haven't done that one in a long time.
Yes. Yeah, there we go. Booyah. And there's Paul in the background, too. What up, Paul?
There.
There he is.
Hello.
And we have a special guest joining us today, making her debut on the show. She's going to be helping us out today and next week here. Welcome, everyone, Katie. I gave you the applause. How are you, Katie?
I'm not Katie.
No, God, Amber.
Oh my God. I was going to say it.
Oh, God. I'm just bonkers. I'm giving myself a fail sound effect and a fail video game sound effect. Oh, my gosh. Not that one. Amber, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
See, this is what happens when we get two girls on the show for once. This just fails all around. So, Amber, thank you so much for joining us this week and next week here. We got some awesome stuff lined up for us this week here. So we got an awesome wrap-up to our NES coverage 2 weeks ago. I was off last week. I was out of town in Milwaukee for the Midwest Gaming Classic. I got an awesome clip to show from that later on in the show. And we're going to wrap up with, if you remember last week, we did our Ultimate Pixel Pros Championship in Jeopardy. Fortunately, my timing for the show was way off, and speaking of fails, we weren't able to finish it, so we're going to finish our Pixel Pro Championship, but we're going to start it off, the show, to kick it off, and since we realized that version of Jeopardy took forever to finish with the way it was paced out, we're going to do Tetris, the other alternate game I had. We got a little tournament bracket I created before the show. We drew names where, as you can see, between the five of us, we're going to do a few rounds of two-player Tetris, Tengen Tetris, on the black cartridge, the illegal version of Tetris on the Nintendo. And, yeah, so we drew names here. This is who we're going to be. How are you guys feeling about your Tetris skills going into this? You pro Tetris players?
Oh, I'm ready.
I've already practiced before, so I'm good.
What did you practice on?
On the show.
Oh, yeah, that was
way back when.
The original, but that was the original Game Boy version when we were holding the cameras in front of it and all
I hated that so much.
Yeah. but hey, it was cool showing it off, though. So, but you got your Tetris expertise in. You got this. All right. So we already got booted it up. Good to go. Who wants to go first? We got either me and Katie or Paul and Amber for the first round here.
I would say we should flip a coin.
Oh,
because that's always the answer. To
okay. Hey, we got a coin right here.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
From last time, because I could never make a decision. All right. Apparently, I.
So heads would be Dale and Katie, and then tails would be.
Okay.
You flip it. I'm gonna embarrass myself like last time.
Oh yeah.
All right.
I always go like that, but.
You gotta do it the right way.
So heads.
Okay, I can't flip a coin either. So.
It's heads. So Dale and Katie.
Okay.
All right.
We got this. All right. So we'll go ahead and cue it to the game. There you go. There we go.
Tetris.
Tetris.
And this is on what's it called? The old gaming system?
Nintendo Entertainment System. Yes, this is a two-player Tetris. Why don't we go ahead and put it to two here, put down the level two. So we'll have a little, they call it garbage in Tetris terms. So, zero. We'll do zero there. And we'll get some of that awesome Tetris music there in the background. Maybe hard for us to hear it with our setup here, but people on the stream should be able to hear it. So,
yeah.
So here we go, Katie.
Oh,
A to rotate your piece here, and then you can just hold down on the D-pad to drag it down. So yeah, this is the non-Nintendo developed version of Tetris. Steve, how much Tetris would you say you played over the years?
Oh, plenty.
Now this version doesn't have certain.
This is probably the first Tetris I ever played in.
Oh, okay.
First Tetris ever played?
Yeah, this is like the first time I ever got into Tetris was this game on NES.
This is one that first played from way back when.
Not quick. So, yeah. Okay, is there like a timer? Or is it just whoever?
Yeah, whoever busts. Yeah.
Okay.
We could set a time limit here too. I don't know if you guys got an app on set a timer on your phone for like say 2 minutes, and whoever has the highest score after 2 minutes here, we got the score there. So this doesn't go forever.
Yes, I really upped my Tetris.
All right, I am starting it right now.
All right, after 2 minutes here. Yep, 2 minutes.
Oh no, right there.
Or we'll go a minute and a half since Katie and I have already been playing for a little bit here.
Okay.
So Game Boy Tetris was the only Tetris you've ever played then, Katie?
Yes. The old one.
The old school one. That's probably one of the best versions of Tetris.
Yep.
Of course, this lacks some of the awesome modern features of... What up, John?
Oh, John Cameo.
That's a new one.
Can't have hold pieces like you can in current Tetris games, but...
Who's winning?
I think I am.
Give us enough. Of course.
Oh. How are you doing on time, Steve?
We're at almost a minute.
Dang it.
John Cameo.
Goodbye.
That was the slowest cameo ever.
Got a good old triple there.
Goodbye, robots.
Robots.
Goodbye, robots.
Robots.
I don't know. I'm trying to sound British.
10 seconds left. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, we'll pause it. There we can see the score. I got the upper hand. 23-40 to 13-11. Good game, Katie.
Yeah.
Woo.
She's not excited.
Yes.
Yeah. I love Tetris.
Okay. All right. Next up, we have, Paul and Amber. All right. So, there's this guy here for you. Or one sec here. Let me get you set up here real quick. I'm just going to auto-end this game. There you go. See, this is what happens when we have corded controllers on the show. That's the only downside. All right, game over. There we go. And I'll get this set up for another two-player game here. So, level two, set you up for 2 minutes here. So, when you guys are ready, just go ahead and hit the start button on there. Are you ready on the timer, Steve?
Yeah, let me reset it. Once I start, I'll hit start.
Okay, Paul, Amber, ready?
Oh, do I need to hit a button?
You guys both hit start when you're ready there. And then just pick a random music track there. So, all right, there you go. 2 minutes, go. All right. Paul, you're besides what we played on Game Boy Tetris on the show in the past, other much Tetris experience in prior years?
Well, yeah, I mean, I played it when it came out.
Oh, yeah. Original Game Boy and NES way back when?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right now it's tied.
Yeah, it's tied. Yeah, you guys, it looks like it's neck and neck, 162 to 162 score, actually, so... Yeah, this Nintendo actually took the makers of this version of Tetris to court, Atari, because Nintendo made their version of Tetris, and Atari put out a version on Nintendo, totally unauthorized, and Nintendo got it pulled from the shelves. So this version actually goes for a few hundred dollars now, so it's, yeah. And Steve, all you did was really play it on NES then?
This is how I started, and then I started playing other versions of it.
Like any other certain versions, there's been so many spin-offs on Tetris over the years.
I played different versions on different systems.
Certain one that comes to mind?
Probably.
That's not a good one.
Shoot. On the PlayStation, maybe?
PlayStation, yeah.
Come on, Amber. Let's go.
There you go. You got this.
Got it, Amber. We're at a minute and a half almost.
Minute and a half. 30 seconds left. You guys are at both 6:30.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Is this ringing a bell for you now, Amber?
It is, but it feels like so long since I played it. That it's just like...
Little rust, little Tetris rust to shake off.
I made a big mistake.
It's neck and neck.
10 seconds.
Anyone's game if they can get one or two more lines here.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
What's that?
1. Time.
What? Oh, console. Oh, no.
Looks like Paul got that one.
Paul just edged out ahead the scorer there. So Paul will be facing Steve in the bye. So I think that's the next round we got here. I don't know if you guys just want to unpause it there and just let the lines go so we could just restart the game there. So it'll be.
I'm just hitting down on them and just dropping them.
Yeah, just drop them and we'll get it going to start up another game here real quick between. And I'll. Amber, I don't know. Can you set a timer for. Or Steve, can I sit on yours there?
Yep.
Okay, cool. There we go. All right, so why don't you go ahead and hit start and just get it going to the main menu there again.
Am I playing again?
Yep, you'll be going against Steve here since Steve had a bye. And you just hit start, and then, yeah, just one of the music rounds there. And, oh, you guys are at it. There you go, 2 minutes.
I can't really even see with Dale in the way.
What? I'm not that bad.
Messing up my lines.
Excuses. The timer is on. All right. So
that's not a good one.
The winner of this will be facing me in the championship here. So, booyah. But yeah, the Nintendo version of Tetris that Nintendo published, you know, their main makers, the Nintendo, they didn't have this two-player mode. So this version was a very highly sought-after version, and two-player Tetris is the way to go. This version doesn't have it, but I know in the Game Boy multiplayer versions and most later versions of Tetris, they had this cool thing where if you get like more than two lines at the same time, you send those lines, known as garbage in Tetris terms, over to the other opponent, and you can really mess up with their game screen.
That just sounds like it'd be way more fun.
Oh, yeah. It makes it way more intense. Lots of expletives usually get shout while you're going at it because all of a sudden your field of play goes up by like 40% out of nowhere.
Shoot.
But I say shiitake.
But yeah, this version came on a cool... You kind of see it on our setup here. This black cartridge... since it was unauthorized, but Nintendo, Tengen, the publisher, they put all their cartridges in the black... special cartridge form. I remember as a kid renting a Tengen game for my first time, RBI Baseball, and being shocked. I'm like, this isn't like all the other gray NES cartridges. Will this work? And the clerk was, yes, it'll work. It will work. But I don't know if you remember those odd-shaped cartridges on NES back in the day. Some were light blue. Those were like the religious NES games. But yeah, this is a port of Atari did this release this for arcades also. I do remember seeing this in the arcades. And yeah, the music for this is awesome. equally as awesome as the one on Game Boy and the Nintendo made on the Nintendo. So looks like 5, 4,
oh, well,
three,
geez, you tell me that
two,
now.
One. Oh,
give me a 5-second countdown.
Sorry. Sorry. 5-second countdown. I was looking on there, and ooh, yeah, I'm like, I was getting carried away with my history. Okay, so it looks like it'll be me and Steve here for the whole shebang. So I don't know if someone want to run a timer for us here.
Oh, you had it on timer. I had it on a stopwatch.
Yeah. All right. Amber, will be eyes on ears on the timer here.
What time are we going to?
2 minutes.
Two minutes. Yep. Okay. Wait, 1 sec here. Let me just get a game restart here. So, there we go. And this will be for the whole 2-player, 2-speed, 0. Ready, Steve?
Yeah, let's do this one.
A little different music. There we go. Okay, here we go. We can start the timer. We got this. Right. I'm on the right side. Steve's on the left.
So, 2 minutes?
2 minutes.
All right, we'll give you guys a heads up on the halfway mark.
Oh, my God. Yeah, don't be like me. Oh, my gosh.
But you don't give them a 5-second head up?
Yeah, don't. 5 seconds. Oh, my gosh.
Well, considering it's these two.
Yeah, these two clowns.
We'll do 3 seconds.
3 seconds, yes.
Just kidding.
Nah. I don't like the pieces I'm getting, Steve.
Me either.
Do you want to know who's up, or you guys are?
Yeah, sure.
Dale's up. By 200.
200.
Wait, so. Nope, 300. Oh, never mind. Okay. What is it, 30? Points,
I think you get like a 100 or 200 a line clear. So, of course, in Tetris, you're always after that dreaded single 4-piece vertical line. Those never seem to come when you want them.
Halfway mark. All right. Oh, yep. Dale's still in the lead.
Give him a 3-second.
Yes, I deserve it. I deserve it. I'm the worst.
We're over halfway. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So starting to make some decent headway here. Get a few line clears.
Halfway. Oh, where's the game volume? Okay, that's us.
I got the volume turned up a little bit.
There may or may not be game sound. I don't see it on here, but it's all good. As long as they can hear us, we're good.
Yes. All right, so.
How much time is it?
Oh. Three, two, one. Bam, done.
Okay.
Pause off.
That was so late.
Steve, how do you feel? You got tears coming on, man.
Oh, that's my allergy, sorry.
Oh, shoot. I was going to say, man. I got bad allergies. That intense, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, there we go. Stopwatch. Woo. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, well, I'm the winner, I guess. My title is successfully defended.
Oh, yeah.
I guaranteed 2 title defenses. That is successful title defense number 1. So
now you two are tied, right?
Yes, yeah. I believe Paul has a successful title defense, so yeah. Okay. So, yeah, another month or so here, we'll get another championship match going on.
Chicken horse.
Yes, chicken horse.
Something that I can actually tie here.
Chicken horse is bad.
It's so fun.
Yeah, well, it won't be Tetris again, since that's what we played it for this. Yeah.
I won't either.
I promise 1 more victory. So, yeah, that is my very poor championship promo victory. So, title stays home. I'm on a winning streak.
Are you going to change your picture?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe I should update the picture. I don't know. We'll think of something here. Yeah. I think you may find a fun photo to use for me later on in the show here. So.
Yeah, I'm just remembering it right now.
Yeah.
So. Gotta get rid of Dealer Dale.
Get rid of Dealer Dale. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Hey.
No.
Oh, not that one.
No.
Where is it? I think we had it here somewhere.
It's right there. Oh.
There we go. You're a winner. Yes. Championship. Yes. And I'll give myself the applause. Yes. Whoop. There we go. Okay. You know who else we give a whoop whoop here in our champions in our books? They are our friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, where life doesn't seem to ever slow down. Everything needs to be done right now. When it comes time for an oil change, stop in at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. I just went on a big old long road trip last weekend, about good old 20 hours of driving, so I know I definitely need one here. So most oil changes there are done within 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change does more too: transmission and coolant flushes, tire rotations and batteries. And included in your oil change, they'll top off your fluids, check your tires, battery, lights, wipers, and cabin air filter. You'll get discounts for fleets and the military too. They can text and email invoices and coupons and mention GFBS and get $10 off your oil change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is open Monday through Saturday with no appointment needed, and pickup and delivery is available in Grand Forks too. So come on in to Valvoline Instant Oil Change for a complete oil change and more. They are located at 3325 South 38th Street, or you can call them up at 701-780-8462 and tell them GFBS sent you. All right, so quick reminder for those just tuning in. We want to hear from everyone watching live via dialing or texting in with your questions or comments at 701-213-0863. If you're watching this off the GFBS YouTube archives, well, make sure to catch us live every Friday at 2 p.m. on GFBestSource.com. There's only one noteworthy game release this weekend. It's kind of a joke. There really isn't much notable coming out this week at all. But the game name kind of caught my eye. I looked into it. It's called The Best Month Ever. It's pretty much on all systems, all PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, computer. And it's pretty much like a road trip. You're on a road trip. All crazy stuff happens. Car chases, gun shootouts, robberies. And just one of those, like, the craziest summers ever on the road type story. So it caught my eye. It's out on everything this week.
I'm going to have to take a trailer view on that just to see if I like it or not.
Yeah, I'll show you a trailer after the show. The gameplay style may not be for everyone, but the story looks like it could be cool. I'm all for games telling a good story. You guys got fun road trip experiences? Ultimate road trips?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What's one of your best road trips that come to mind right away?
Mine is I was going to a concert to Fargo, and we just headed down there, got halfway, and my hood of my car flew up and hit my cracked my windshield and everything. So what we did was we didn't want to drive back, so we duct taped the hood down and drove to Fargo and enjoyed the concert.
Gosh, that is a crazy concert story. I had to drive through a blizzard once to St. Cloud to my first concert ever to see, I think it was Everclear, and this was before they got big. Nickelback was opening for Everclear. Drove through a blizzard and to get to see them in St. Cloud. So that's one of my just a mini road trip story. Amber, crazy road trip story.
I wouldn't say necessarily too crazy, but my favorite road trip story, it has to be we were driving down to New Mexico, and I made it a point to point out every single cow along the way.
Cow.
And it's a 20-hour trip.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
And I made a point to do it for almost every cow I was awake for.
You got to find ways to kill time on the road. You know, the certain car colors have done that one, or the movie name game, that's a go-to. But that's a new one. Holy crap.
Or just look at this thing and go, hey. And then everybody just looks like, oh, you're looking at a bale of hay.
Mm-hmm. Katie, road trip.
Well, Minneapolis still tops it off because that was the farthest I've ever drove. And, of course, something had to happen when I got a flat tire. That's number one. And then probably my senior year when we were in Fargo for EDC for the girls tennis team, and the bus window just flew out when we were on the interstate.
What?
Just flew out. I vlogged every day my senior year, and it's on my YouTube channel. Yeah.
Gosh.
We were just driving, and we heard a loud whoosh.
Were you in the middle of recording when it actually happened there?
No, but I recorded everyone else.
You'll have to send me a clip there. That sounds bizarre. Paul, ultimate road trip story.
He's not.
Yeah. We're doing crazy, dumb, quick road trip stories. Oh, yeah, there we go. Quick, random road trip story for you.
Going to my parents' lake cabin in Ely with a 6-year-old, a 3-year-old, and an infant. And all of them were very, very upset.
Oh, no.
Like 5 hours of screaming and crying.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and then my wife was yelling at me, too, because she was getting mad at the kids. So.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. That does not sound pleasant at all.
Yeah.
That does not sound pleasant at all. But
I think I got a speeding ticket, too.
Oh, gosh. Got him out of there. Yes. Yes. That is not fun. going to have a mini segment in here since we have a special guest with Amber here. We want to get a little bit on your gaming background, your gaming 101 here. So, you know, we're kind of talking a little bit before the show. You said the first system you remember growing up with as a kid here was like kind of like N64. That was the main one, right?
That was the main one. Yeah. But I also played like the Super and stuff like that.
Played those later on at other places over the years, the family, friends, and so forth. Yeah. So what would you say was the first game you remember really catching your eye that you really got into?
I would say probably either Frogger or Crash Bandicoot.
Frogger, Crash Bandicoot. Yes, Crash Bandicoot. He'll come into effect here later on in the show here. You'll see. But was there like a early go-to game with like the family and friends there? You play like multiplayer that was like your nonstop go-to?
My family was like Mario Kart and Zelda and just like Mario Party type.
Well, you can't go wrong with Mario Kart and Mario Party.
Yeah, we were always playing those types of games.
Was it like the 64 and GameCube installments of those?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Mario Kart games have been popular on the show here. What's your favorite Mario Kart track?
Not
Rainbow Road?
Not the Wii Rainbow Road, at least.
The Rainbow Road ones are the worst. I always hear one of the Wii favorites is a game called Coconut Mall. Does that ring a bell?
That one's really fun. But I'd have to say my favorite is Moo Moo Meadows.
Moo Moo Meadows, okay, yep, that's a good one. Yeah, on the Wii, I haven't played too much of it. That was the one where they debuted the motorcycles, I remember, too, right?
I think so.
Yep. And you're still up to date on playing current games. Still, I know I've talked to you in the past about some current games you're on top of. You're a fan of the open world games, right?
Yeah, like, I'm a huge fan of, like, Assassin's Creed type games.
And those games could just last forever, right? Especially the more recent ones. They got a ton of content, right? What's like, what was it, Odyssey?
I've played Odyssey, Origins, Black Flag, and pretty sure one more, but not sure.
Valhalla is fun.
Oh, I tried Valhalla.
That is awesome.
I wasn't too huge of a fan of that one, though.
So, like, if someone was to jump into one of the Assassin's Creed games, which one would you recommend?
I would say Origins.
Origins, yeah.
Because there's not too many additions to it. It's you can actually follow the storyline.
They kind of ease into it, too.
Yeah.
And those are pretty cool, like, historical games, too. It's like you're getting, like, an unintentional history lesson while you play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. And then, I guess, to wrap it up, all-time favorite game or gaming memory, both or one of them for you there. You got all-time favorite game. That's a guy I have to ask that for everyone coming on.
I would have to say probably playing the Ocarina of Time.
Ocarina of Time, yes, that is a great.
It was a family experience. We had, like,
oh, everyone was like helping out, look for like collectibles and stuff.
Yeah,
and bosses.
We had binders of cheat codes and stuff to help, so that way you could complete the entire story. And so one of us would be watching, one of us would be playing, and then one of us would be looking through the binder to make sure that we got everything. And so it was just always a fun time.
Oh my gosh. That sounds awesome. Yeah, me and my brother, we played Ocarina of Time, and like, eventually he had more free time than me, so it got to he'd play the game more, but when he'd get to a boss, he'd be like, you beat the boss. So going through those dungeons in there were intense. Those temples, like, I think the water temple was pretty brutal, if I remember right.
Yeah, that would be when I sent my sister in to go play.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Awesome. Well, thank you for the Gaming 101. We'll have you back on next week with hopefully more fun stories here, and yeah, should be, just always great to get the background everyone we have on the show here. So next up, we got an awesome video here for everyone here. This is my results of my treasure hunt challenge. I don't know if we could show that picture first, maybe, of... wait, one sec.
I just want to bring up that Stone Cold Steve Austin's favorite Zelda game is Breath of Wild.
Oh, wait, actually, no, let's do this video first here. This is like a quick mini, just a quick mini esports segment, and I kind of did this for last year's show, too.
Every now and then, they're not going to know the answers.
This is some buddies I know in the Twin Cities called Mojo Menace. That's their website. They do a trivia show in Milwaukee here called... It's
fantastic.
Yes. It's just using... he literally gave me his phone, and it's like, film. I'm like, all right, so...
No.
It's was streaming live on Twitch, so no.
Does it have Snake on there?
But yeah. So it was just a pretty basic do-it-yourself setup there. So yeah, this is on their live stream, their game show. They call it the Game Show Classic. It's just them doing Jeopardy, explaining the rules. They get two teams of two there. They take turns just kind of doing Jeopardy challenges there, and they get the crowd involved and kind of give lots of awesomely bad prizes to the audience. So if you jump to 1626 here, and you can see them just kind of getting a trivia question that actually was pretty relevant to one of our recent shows here from a few weeks ago. See if you guys remember this trivia question.
This sidekick's full name is Miles Per Hour.
Oh, Tails.
Tails, indeed.
Yes, Tails, from our Sonic show from a couple weeks ago. That's the name of the character, Miles Per Hour. That's Tails, yeah. And they give, yeah, it's kind of a running joke where he gives prizes of, like, really old Blu-rays and stuff. Like, oh, here's a DVD of Planet of the Apes for your prize for getting that question right. And they get the crowd interaction in here, too. It's a very do-it-yourself project. We always have a blast with it there. And, yeah, they've been doing it for many, many years out there. You can see the full video on their YouTube channel, Mojo Menace, there. So, yeah, the Midwest Game Show Classic. That's what it's called. And so we'll just wrap it up there. And it's not too long. Yeah, just under a half hour there. So get a good dose of video game knowledge there. So
I was watching it last night, and I saw somebody won, like, a Vegas Atari game.
Yeah, they give out. They're giving out prizes of old school, like random, like Atari 2600 games and Intellivision games. Just they know some of the other vendors there. Like, hey, we need some nice prizes here to hook everyone up with, and they'll do random questions for the audience, give them random silly prizes, and yeah, good times. But
so they're cheap.
Yes. Very, very, very. No. It's a fun time. Usually they actually have some pretty decent prizes most years, but. But yeah, not too bad. But
King and Cameo.
Oh yeah.
Yes. But we got one last video to show here, and this will be my treasure hunt at the Midwest Gaming Classic here in Milwaukee. Where as I saw last week there, you probably don't even need to queue up the video. I kind of explained the rules here real quick in here. Where I gotta, well, yeah, go ahead and play it here. I explain it here right away here.
What's up, Grand Forks Best Source? This is Dale Coolis, live on location from Milwaukee. I'm about to hit the floor of the Midwest Gaming Classic doing my second annual treasure hunt. You saw last year's video. You should be familiar with what you're in store with. I got to hunt down four items that I selected on last week's episode of Midwest Super Pixel Pros. I'll be inserting clips of what I've been buying and the prices I've been getting for throughout the show. You'll probably see me haggling vendors. And we'll see how I do.
So yeah, I got to find a Garfield shirt, a Crash Bandicoot hat, a Ratchet & Clank action figure, and a Lara Croft Tomb Raider soundtrack, all for $75. So that's what I'm setting up here.
On the road to the second annual Midwest Gaming Classic Trigger Hunt.
All right, we are back on the MGC show floor. I'm not looking for a poster for the treasure hunt, but as you can see, there's a Crash Bandicoot poster. I'm looking for a Crash Bandicoot hat, which I failed at. But on last week's show, you saw we got annihilated by Mike Tyson and Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. So I'd like
those
Mike
are posters.
Poster. Yep,
those are cool.
And, Smash Brothers really cool selection of posters.
Nephew there, he's a big Smash Brothers fan.
I would have loved that
fan,
too. Mike Tyson Punch-Out poster.
I picked up a Mike Tyson poster.
One for 10. Okay,
Amber,
gotcha.
Did you see our last episode where we all got annihilated by Mike Tyson?
All right,
yeah,
so
yeah, so I no had that on my mind. So I was like, I got to get that Mike Tyson poster
here. So. More to come later from the Midwest Gaming Classic.
Cactus Canyon, my all-time favorite pinball machine, now in color at MGC.
So, yeah. Couldn't find a Crash Bandicoot hat anywhere.
Love pinball, they had a lot of pinball there.
As an alternative, even though I won't count, I'm going to pick up this Crash Bandicoot Funko Pop for the studio. Jeff's a,
yep.
Everybody, Jeff,
that's like all Funkos they got.
Funko. Say hi, Jeff.
Hi, Dale.
Oh, yep.
You got a bunch of Funkos. What's your give the people one recommended Funko or your favorite go-to Funko?
My favorite Funko is my Captain Marvel Goose Flerkin, which is if you saw the movie, it's the one that he has all the tentacles and he has a little tesseract. So found that and it's probably my favorite that I have. So
very awesome. So. Yeah, no Crash Bandicoot.
Not an authentic replica of a Crash Bandicoot, you say, Paul.
Says my not counting alternative.
Couldn't find a Crash Bandicoot hat.
Classic show floor.
Would not be the Midwest Gaming Classic with an awesome spread of pinball tables. The big new release this year is one based on the iconic rock band Rush. I tried it out. It is very cool. Pinball rules.
You should have got that Jurassic Park truck.
Yes, I should have. That was awesome. So, yeah, there's my results of how
all
I did.
Right, I'm back on the MGC show
completely
floor.
Completely failed, huh?
I could not find
here.
Anything.
We got John, Klaus,
possibly
Jash, and me. failing at my treasure hunt if you're seeing this video last, but we're just going to give a quick highlight with our highlight purchases of the day. John.
All right. I got three of these. Bill and Ted's most atypical movie cards.
Oh, gosh.
Got three packs of these. Yeah.
Showing our loot haul from this year. As you see,
it's out the new movie, right?
Failed.
Of course.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
It's great, yes. Klaus, I believe you said you have yours.
I did. I got a set of Bubblegum Goth D4s. Nice little skull patterns. They're wonderful.
Awesome.
Delightful.
New additions. Jash, highlight purchase of the day.
Nothing, Dale.
Nothing?
I didn't get anything.
Tomorrow, though.
No.
Why
would I buy this? What is there to buy here? I'm kidding. Actually, I did get a couple soundtracks on vinyl.
Oh, nice.
So I'm pretty stoked about that. I got YY World 1 and 2, Legend of Mystical Ninja, and something else. Oh, Life Force.
Nice. Very nice. I cannot find my Tomb Raider soundtrack yet so far for my treasure hunting. And if you're seeing this video last, that means I failed at my treasure hunt. I'll be taking the one chip challenge. You'll be seeing tears stream down my face for 2 years in a row. So, yeah.
You have to do that.
I'll be this coming Friday. Friday live at 2.
You'll see it live.
Yeah, it will be live. Oh, no, not here. No.
I see it in person.
Oh, well, you can watch it streaming.
I want to smell your tears. Yes,
just as good.
From live on the Midwest Gaming Classic floor, Dale for Grand Forks Best Source signing off. Peace out.
I'm not a winner. So yeah, so that was my fun trials and tribulations. Well, Crash Bandicoot, it looks like we got a chip to take because I failed.
Wow, you're actually gonna eat that thing again?
Yes. Well, we got this chip has been in the studio now for like over half a year.
Did you bring any milk or anything?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just look it out for
time
you.
To pull his current angle.
Got my milk.
You're insane.
Yeah.
I got two of them.
So that should be...
Oh, boy.
I don't think I'll need two of them.
I literally think that thing burned a hole in my stomach.
So, yeah.
Like, I should probably go see a doctor.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw some Carolina Reaper Cheetos I was going to get you.
Well, those would probably be good.
Well, next time I work... Actually, tomorrow I'll grab a bag.
Well, see, because I like spicy food, but that was like eating dog food that just made my stomach really hurt bad.
So, yes, I got the gloves on again because I learned my lesson. Don't want to accidentally rub this on your face and all that. So, yeah, you'll probably see me suffering the rest of the show here. But,
next time you got to do the gummy bear, you're a pro at this.
Oh, gosh. Well, no,
I have no idea why you're doing this again.
I know.
It's been in the studio here. We got to finish off.
Fermenting.
Yes, yes. Oh, my gosh.
Maybe it gets spicier out the longer it ferments. He's eating it like a champ.
Yeah. I can't. I just... Okay, got it? Shaking already.
It hasn't kicked in yet.
All right. See if I can go like 2 minutes without milk.
Hey, we're...
Got the stopwatch.
Oh, gosh. I'm looking out here. If I can make it to 40 minutes on there without milk, we'll consider it a success. But,
Oh, God.
So if you're like me, if I need to step out here and get some refreshments, we suggest everyone go to Rumors, our awesome next sponsor for the show here. They got an awesome Kentucky Derby party this Saturday at 9 a.m. It's their biggest show of the year. Rumors, their doors open at 9. They have $3 domestic pints and pounders, $1.50 tacos all day, $8 breakfast burgers with a side. $8 mint julep. What's a mint julep, Paul? I don't know that drink.
It's some weird kind of concoction where, I don't know, I think it has like gin in it. And
mint?
Like a mint julep is something. Apparently they're very strong, so you shouldn't have more than two of them, he recommended.
And you get $5 refills on them, and you get to keep the glass, the Kentucky Derby specials. That sounds pretty cool. So, and then they also got a costume contest where the three best outfits get derby hats to win and also a $50 gift card. So you have free drinks also to ladies wearing derby hats.
Sounds like me when I'm sniffling.
Oh, yeah, no allergies. No, I'm sure you might want to have some on the ready here. So, yeah, Rumors, big old Kentucky Derby party this Saturday at 9 a.m. They'll open up. Are you guys ready to play another game? I got the power ready to go. Paul, this is one you recommended, Batman.
So man, you already had a minute and a half. Jeez.
Nah, I don't know about that. That one's like four times as potent. So, I don't know where
maybe it's the in. Longer it sits, it gets more potent.
Yeah.
Last time.
That was off, what, a quarter of a chip? Where's the controller? Oh, here we go.
Oh, right by your hand.
There we go. Paul, this is one you recommended, Batman. So, Batman NES, awesome platformer. Tell us some of your early memories of Batman. This came out alongside the movie.
Yeah, I just remember this. This game was a lot of fun when I was a kid. I mean, it was kind of like, you think, what is it, Ninja Gaiden? Is that the
oh yep
the one? And but you know, you got all your Batman toy, you know, tools. So like one of the big things I remember,
the Batarang.
Yeah, the Batarang. That was a huge one in this. But yeah, I mean, as far as a game from Nintendo, I mean, you know, it's right out of the movie there.
Look at these cinematics. This was 1989. This is kind of pushing the Nintendo to like all new levels for back then. Right. We're used to good old Mario jumping around and all that.
I haven't seen this game in 35 years.
You know, it kind of reminds me like the Ninja Turtle thing, you know, the old first game.
Okay. Oh, yeah, the original Ninja Turtles. Yeah, that's the first Turtles was just the weirdest game.
Why can't I hit these things? What am I doing?
So, yeah, B is your punch, and then selects your paws, but if you eliminate enemies, you get pickups there. I tested it for a couple minutes yesterday. You get pickups, yeah, get that, and then you press start to access your ammo. So, shoot, there you go. I don't know if we got volume going on or not. Yeah, I guess we can't tell. Yeah, today we can't tell today.
I don't understand why. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, there you go.
I got to punch fast, that's why.
Punch fast, yep. And then the cool thing with, there you go, we got ammo there you can pick up, and then you press start to access your ammo. Press the start button there, and then you press B to fire it. There you go.
Oh, there we go. Yep.
And the cool thing about Batman on NES is it was kind of one of the first games to popularize the wall jump. So you could jump and bounce off the walls if you time it just right. So I don't know if you remember doing the good old wall jump there.
I'm not doing very good.
All right, who had the best Batmobile?
So yeah, this came out alongside the original 1989 Batman movie with Michael Keaton, directed by Tim Burton. You guys ever see the original Batman movie?
It's the best. Michael Keaton's the best.
I'm really not doing very well.
I say my favorite Batmobile has to be either the Michael Keaton or the Adam West.
Hey, came back.
Oh, no, I gotcha. Phil.
Woo. All right, one more time.
So, yeah, this has mid-level bosses. Kind of, they got a lot of characters from the comic book in here. Deadshot, KG Beast, Maxi Zeus, Heatwave, Shakedown, and Night Slayer. End-level bosses of Killer Moth, a device known as the Machine Intelligence System, the Electrocutioner, a machine known as a Dual Container Alarm, Firebug, and of course, the final boss, the Joker. I remember going against the Joker in this game. He is a beast. He has a big old firing cane in here. Paul, you remember being this one way back when?
you doing okay?
We shall see.
But yeah, I mean, it's got the cool backgrounds to it. It's kind of like an advanced version of Ninja Gaiden.
And then after a few minutes here, you're starting to get a feel for the controls again. It's all coming back to you.
Well, apparently not, because I'm not doing very well.
I think if you go to the end there, you might get to the next part of the level. There you go. Stage 1-2. Yeah, see, the wall jump. That is awesome. This was like one of the first games that popularized it, and many other games used it later on.
Oh, shnikes. All right, somebody else want to go?
Steve, want to give it just...
Yeah, I'll try it. Quick minute or two. I remember how to play this.
I've never played this game before. So
have you even drank any milk yet?
No.
No, he's still going.
Holy cow.
I'm seeing how long I can go.
You're insane.
You are. I was on the counter for hours last
time. Yeah, that was...
Under the sink.
That was... God, I think it built up a tolerance from the last time I did it. That's all I can say. Yeah. So yeah, not too bad. Amber, ever do a one chip challenge?
Yeah. I have never done
that. Or like a random spicy food challenge?
I don't like those things you're supposed to like.
I have not done that. I've done like sour challenges, but
like
not
what's
spicy.
That?
Like Sour Patches or something?
Like pretty much if you just take all of the powder in from Sour Patch Kids and just dump it
out
of your mouth.
Oh, wow.
You know what to do better? We should do the Bean Boozle challenge.
The Sour Patch challenge?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. Okay.
Bean Boozle.
Those are fun.
Okay, so the girls are doing this on the tennis team. It's the trend right now, the Sprite Challenge.
Oh, yeah, I've seen on. The videos.
What's a Sprite Challenge?
You have to chug us.
All of us are going to chug it, and whoever burps first loses. You have to try to keep it in as long as possible.
Gosh, Sprite Challenge. Okay, yeah. There we go. Much more, less
that's
dangerous.
So much funnier.
Less lethal.
Yeah.
Steve, you said you heard of another challenge also.
The Bean Boozle.
What's that?
They're different flavored jelly beans. Like, it tastes like you could eat like barf and all that rotten egg.
Grass.
Dirty diapers the worst.
Yeah. See, yeah.
So there was this guy that put out this video, and it just made me laugh so hard because he did the Bean Boozled. And, you know, the white one, it was either coconut or...
Baby wipes.
Oh, I think it was like... I think it was like boogers or something. It was either coconut or boogers. But so he eats this thing. And he's like, it's coconut.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I can relate to because I hate coconut.
Yeah.
I was going to say that'd be my reaction, too. So.
Coconut does not, you know, does not sound fun.
Toothpaste is actually pretty good.
How does the toothpaste one challenge work?
I don't know if they caught me, but I said I like the toothpaste one.
Okay.
No, not the challenge, the actual gum, the Bean Boozled toothpaste one. That's like the most tolerable one.
Well, Steve, you seem to be faring pretty better here at Batman. You're making your way along.
Yep. No.
No, of course I jinxed you.
He just jinxed me.
I just jinxed you. I think we'll call it a wrap there. Or do you want to give Batman a quick shot, Amber, or do you want to try Rad Racer?
I can try it.
All right.
Rad Racer.
Why don't you go ahead there, just move left, right to move, yep. You may have to unpause it there. B button punches, you want to make sure to punch real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Or you got the batarang selected there, too, so.
You cannot kill those little things.
Yeah, it was kind of cool, like, when you get the boss, if I remember right, when you get the bosses or you advance levels, sometimes you'll get that new cinematic thing like you kind of saw with the
Batmobile.
I think you get the bat plane and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I got on here now for weapons. Yeah, like the bat poon. That's the actual name of the weapon, the bat poon. Yeah, projectiles. I remember playing a lot of this on the Game Boy too way back in the day. So yeah, it was I remember being the Game Boy version. The Game Boy version was a little tough. It was pretty popular too. Sounds like it was even a little more popular than the NES version. But they did do a few more Batman games on NES, but this one wasn't just a quick, you know, there are a ton of games on NES based on...
Back forth.
Oh, whoa. Big old wall plummet.
That's a shortcut. You don't have to fight those guys. You can jump, you can wall jump.
Know that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See if you can jump up in... Oh, shoot.
Or do that.
Booyah. Go up in a flame of glory. Well, we'll call it that a wrap for Batman. We'll do just a quick little 2 minutes here with one last game. I know Amber was wanting to check here. Game called Rad Racer here, so... I'm going to get that booted up. What stood out about this? I showed you some of the games I had. Amber, you said, let's try Rad Racer.
I don't know. I just kind of looked it up, and it seems like it's like before Mario Kart kind of stuff, but it's not quite like the stuff where it's just totally into like one lane type racing.
I'm trying to remember what this is. It sounds
like
so familiar.
The Nintendo's version of OutRun. You remember OutRun?
Yeah, kind of.
So it's like that. I'll show you just like a quick little run through here. So it actually just jumps you in a race. And if you pick for music tracks, there's a version called Sing Yourself. It's just, there's no background music. It's just, that's what they call Sing Yourself, is no background music. But yeah, I like Coast to Coast. That's a pretty fun song here. So yeah, it's just checkpoint racing, like OutRun. So it's kind of like that same sprite.
I remember playing the arcade version.
Yeah, OutRun was awesome in the arcades. This is Rad Racer. This is made by Squaresoft. Before they got big with RPGs like Final Fantasy and all that, they dabbled with a few racing games. This is Rad Racer 2. So, yeah, and you're just racing against the clock. There's really no positions. It's like OutRun. You got the timer. You got to make it to the next checkpoint before the timer expires. And it all comes down to timing your braking on the turns here. That's how you save time. So depending on how the severity of the turn, you could either do ease off the gas to handle the turn, or you can break into the turn. So it all just depends. Or you may have to do a combination of the two, do like an early form of drifting. So if you collide with the fellow racers, the traffic, or like the palm trees on the side, your car goes flipping like crazy. So that's part of the trick to try and make it to the next checkpoint. But I'll kind of intentionally fail this one, so Amber, I'll let you have a try at this here, too. So, and then what's cool, too, is we run out of time, your car will slowly decelerate to zero. So you still got an extra, like, 6-7 seconds while your vehicle's slowing down to hit that next checkpoint. So, but, yeah, there you go. Just hit start there a couple times. It'll get you right into the race there. So if you hit, yeah, hit start, and it's pretty much automatic there. There you go. See if you can beat the timer. Rad Racer 2, A to go. There you go. So, yeah, not too bad. Pretty simple.
Another game I like playing was Spy Hunter.
Spy Hunter on NES? That was one of your favorites?
Yeah.
I think I have Spy Hunter. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, I like the OutRun games a little bit more. Square, they gave it a shot. They made 2 Rad Racer games, and unfortunately, you know, even though they made a zillion Final Fantasy games and their other RPGs, they never returned to make another Rad Racer game.
That background reminds me of some game. I don't know what it was, but I think maybe you're like a surfer or something.
Like older NES style, like yeah, a surfer
yeah,
game?
Yeah, because it looks kind of just like that. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I can't say off the top of my head. Yeah, I know that Sega did make a ton of OutRun games on the various Sega systems over the years, and then later on PS2, Xbox, current systems, they'll occasionally put out a new OutRun game. So that's the way they, yeah, I think Sega did it the best for these style of games for checkpoint racing, or the Ridge Racer games too by Namco, but I like these styles a little more. But
slowing down.
Unfortunately, timer expired. Paul or Steve, one of you guys want to give it a go? No?
I'll try it.
Steve, all right, we'll wrap it up with Steve's shot here for Rad Racer 2. You got this, Steve.
I made it pretty far, at least.
Yeah, what do you think? Yeah. Well, is this your first time, probably? Or no, you said you played the NES before, right? So I was going to say, how does it feel going back to it all these years later?
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still, the games are still fun. Yeah, it may take a little bit of time acclimating to the controls again and kind of going back to the style graphics. But, like, once you get several minutes in, you kind of get the hang of it again. Steve, how do you feel about your Rad Racer skills? Was the Rad Racer games ever on your radar?
Yeah.
You know, Rad Racer 2, like the one dumb factoid about the Rad Racer games is the first Rad Racer, if you guys remember the movie The Wizard?
No. Yeah.
Wizard of Oz.
I remember.
Oh, Wizard of Oz, yeah. It was pretty much a road trip.
Fred Savage.
Yeah, Fred Savage. Road trip, Christian Slater. Bo Bridges. The road trip movie where their kids are going on the road to play in a Nintendo tournament in California. And they meet a rival along the way, and the rival challenges to a round of Rad Racer, but he's playing Rad Racer with the Power Glove. Go ahead and Google image search the Power Glove, or that scene. It's an iconic scene in the movie where the guy makes the Power Glove seem like the most iconic gaming device of all time. Paul, remember the Power Glove?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the movie The Wizard with it?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That was Rad Racer is what they played it to. Yep. Yeah. Iconic stuff there. But
are you going until you run out of fuel?
Fugle?
Well, it looks like you hit the first checkpoint, right, Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just do it until this next timer expires, or if we hit the next checkpoint, then we'll call it there.
I don't think I'm going to make it to the next checkpoint.
But the cool thing about when you make it to the other checkpoints in later races, they got cool nighttime races in here, too. So, yeah.
Speaking of your tension when we played Tetris, I remember playing RC Pro-Am.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. RC Pro-Am is awesome.
Yep, I'm done.
Yep. All right, so yeah, that is Rad Racer 2 on the NES. If you're looking for better versions of games like this, Amber, look up the OutRun games. They've made a ton of them over the years. I think you can find them on current systems, too, if you just do a search for them. So yeah, OutRun, really awesome.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before, so I'll definitely have to look into it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll wind things down here with our quick takes for the show here.
I go first.
All right. Katie!
I have to go first because I have to go.
Katie's got
to
head out a little bit here. What are your quick takes?
Central and Red River. Oh, wait, no, this is going to be played tomorrow. Yes. No, that doesn't make sense.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Oh, okay. Later on today at noon, Central plays Bismarck, and then we play Minot at 3 o'clock. So go check it out at Riverside Tennis Courts.
And that was a hell of a match the other day with Central and Red River, right?
Yes.
So yeah. All the great matches and moments.
Yeah. Oh, it was just, yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. Great audience. And the photographer was also there to take pictures, as usual.
Yeah, the players just absolutely crushed it.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. So you got one more other quick take. Any other, or just, it doesn't have to be necessarily a game or just other stuff going on this week or that's coming up in the weekend here. Weekend plans, random story from the past week.
Finals, that's it.
Finals. Oh, yeah, I guess it's...
Oh, and we did the Sprite Challenge yesterday.
Sprite Challenge. How long did it take you to hold in a burp for?
I won.
You won?
A minute.
A minute? Okay.
I guess.
We'll give you applause for that one. Yeah. All right. Amber, quick takes for the week. Any games you've been playing lately that you want to talk about or that's been on your eye or still chipping away on Assassin's Creed?
Actually, I haven't played Assassin's Creed for a little bit. I've been playing a lot more of, like, Rocket League and just, like, Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah,
yes!
I have the remastered version, so I've been playing that.
There we go. Oh, my gosh. How is Crash Bandicoot all these years later?
It is still as fun as I remember.
Nice. It's like collect the apples, right?
Yeah. They're awesome. Wumpas.
Or Wumpas. Oh, okay. And bust the crates. I remember that.
Yeah.
A lot of boulder dashing, right?
There's always a boulder dashing course, no matter what.
Any other certain game highlights from the last week or so?
I would say not too much. Because in the last week, that's when I really started playing Rocket League again.
Getting back into Rocket League?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I played it. Steve, quick takes for the week.
Just playing a lot of video games. Got my first dub on solos on Fortnite. And then buddy Nate last night got back-to-back victories on it. Started playing Sonic Generations. That was pretty fun. It's all a mix of all your Sega Sonic games.
That's where, like, the old-school Sonic meets the new-school Sonic, right?
It's really fun. I really enjoyed that. What else have I been playing? I've been playing so much. The new Apex season. And what's the time on that? Since he took a... Is the timer still going?
Oh, I just turned it off. It got a bit.
Is that 40? Like, almost 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
All right.
That's insane.
But yeah, applause. I got a lot of stuff going on.
Paul, quick takes for the week.
Seeing those old Nintendo games, that brings back memories of, you know, sitting in the basement and we called them the Nintendo chairs. Those little curved ones.
Little rocker chairs.
Yeah, just sit on the floor. Well, I guess I'll
break your fingers on those.
Yeah, that's right.
Roll them right on your fingers.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, so that was kind of cool, like reminiscing that a little bit. Other than that, not a whole lot, I guess. Gotta go get my camper. Not looking
camper.
Forward to
it. Oh, yeah, I got the camper ready for the new season.
Yep. Maybe I'll get a Nintendo for in there.
Yes!
That'll be fun.
I actually got memories of doing that as a kid at a camper, bringing the N64 in there and, killing, like, some rainy days away in there.
Curious, too, because you said you play Rocket League. Why? What is the interest in for people with that game? I just don't get it. It looks like it's just so fun, insanely boring.
It's fun.
It is really fun, but what I like about it is that you can play up to four players with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can all be on a team and be playing against others.
Yeah, but the cars just, like, float in the air and you just try to hit a ball, right?
Yeah.
You can play hockey with it,
too. The hockey's fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they got like a bunch of different types.
Yeah, it's like
of
basketball.
Types.
There's a basketball one, hockey.
But you're basically
soccer.
But you're just a car driving around, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With little turbo boosts.
But it's been around for like several years now, and it's still. Yeah.
I just don't get the appeal for it. I mean, I guess I've never really played it, so I know we did
an esports segment for it one week a couple
months
back.
Yeah, and that still looked boring, and those were like the pros.
Yeah, the pro level Rocket League.
It depends
player.
How you're good at it, because like when I play with my friends, like they're way better at the jumps and the angles, and like me, I'm just sitting back, just like, here, pass the puck, that's it, like pass the ball.
See, I think it would be more fun to play like Twisted Metal, you know, because you can get your go against each other and you try to blow each other up in your cars, but that's just me.
You know, when you think about it, Twisted Metal is almost like Rocket League but with guns, maybe.
But see, you can blow people up in Rocket League.
You just run right into them with a boost.
Oh,
they
blow up.
Oh,
okay. Well, yeah, that's a new. Has it always been like that, or is that like a newer edition? Okay, it's been a long time since I busted out some Rocket League. Yeah, so yeah, I guess for me, last week I played. You're familiar with those Dark Pictures games?
Oh yeah,
they did a few of them. Those like horror games, like kind of like survival horror, cheesy, scary movie, but in video game where you make choices. Kind of the follow up to the Until Dawn game on PlayStation 4. So they. me and Derek and his wife Brooke, we played the last one that came out a few months ago, House of Ashes. It's the third one of them. We played the previous ones too, Man of Medan and Little Hope, and those are pretty good. If you like, it's pretty much your decisions affect the gameplay. You go into each one with like controlling six characters. You can split the characters up by how many people, so each of us controlled like two characters. And depending on your choices and storyline decisions, either all or none of the characters could survive at the end, depending on your choices. And so we did pretty good. This one has a really cool setting. It takes it from your... The first two have, like, a spooky haunted ship or, like, a spooky haunted, like, Silent Hill-type town. This one takes place in a desert during the Iraq War, an early skirmish. An earthquake happens, and they go underground with all these, like, cursed artifacts. And, of course, shenanigans unravel from there. And we only had one person pass away, so we did pretty good. It was pretty good. So, yeah, and yeah, those games are awesome because you can finish them in, like, one or two sittings. So it's not like a game you have to coordinate a ton of sessions to make it through all the way to the end. So, yeah, Dark Pictures, House of Ashes, strong recommendation. As far as my MGC video went there, you saw I failed at getting all four items there, though I did get this instead of Crash Bandicoot hat. This could be a cool little studio edition watching us over. Crash Bandicoot Funko, poorly represented, but picked up a couple of random Game Boy games. Nothing too crazy. Didn't break the wallet on it there, but and a Mike Tyson poster and a Smash Brothers poster for my nephew. I hope he's doing a lot better this week. So yeah, but other than that, you guys got anything else? If not, we'll wrap this up.
No.
Okay. So a reminder for some quick other GFBS programming. We reviewed the Michael Bay chase thriller Ambulance and the final episodes of Ozarks on yesterday's Big Screens and TV Streams, or excuse me, Wednesday's Big Screens and TV Streams. You can get caught up with the latest in the NBA and NHL playoffs on yesterday's Best Forking Sports Arena. And of course, at 9 p.m. tonight, it's the best way to spend your Friday night by going out in a blaze of glory with the review of 1984 Drew Barrymore deranged scarefest Firestarter. Viewed that one because they got a remake coming out in a couple weeks. So yeah, get caught up on what to know for it by our coverage of the original. Finally, catch John Roberts' rundown of local news, weather, and sports with his morning updates every weekday at 9 a.m. You can find us by searching GFBS on your favorite social media and podcast apps, but please check us out streaming every Friday at 2 p.m. on GFBestSource.com. If you're only listening to the audio, we welcome you to check out past video episodes of GFBS YouTube channel, and make sure to subscribe to GFBS on YouTube and just pound that bell to get those handy alerts for when we go live. So many thanks to our sponsors, Probitas Promotions, Valvoline, and Rumors. Many thanks to Steve.
Yo.
Many thanks to special guest Amber. And many thanks to producers Paul and Katie. Random chair. Woo! And a very special thanks to all of you tuning in and having us as part of your Friday. We'll see you all next week, and we will be partying hard with what else but a Mario Party when we revisit one of the reviewed GameCube entries. We shall reconvene then. Goodbye.